including the book Feminist Fantasies that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. It's the protocol you set up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. It's text-enabled. And what Civil Dispatch does, it's part of your daily organization. It'll keep you up to date on everything you've got coming up, as long as you enter it, of course. But what Civil Dispatch does that cuts them out from the rest of the herd, unbidden and based on your locale, is they're going to let you know about the things that you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, the flash flood, the snowstorm, earthquake. Here in South Carolina the other day, we had both. Earthquake and snowstorm, anyway. But you're going to get this information. You're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get it. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I had an interesting discussion yesterday with a listener, and this is a shout-out to David Nash. He had been listening. He listens to a lot of things all gun-related, and he'd listened to another podcast, which will remain unnamed. But based upon what I know about the podcast, I would have to say the two gentlemen primarily involved in this are honorable guys. They have a military background. They're in law enforcement. You know, they're good guys. However, he asked him a question about no-knock warrants. And the response he got, I read it, he forwarded it to me, seemed somewhat, I don't know, defensive, perhaps. Now, there's a lot of people that get out there and will get out and say, no-knock warrants are unconstitutional. And that's a matter to be discussed another time. The Department of Justice states, federal judges and magistrates may lawfully and constitutionally issue no-knock warrants where circumstances justify a no-knock entry. And federal law enforcement officers may lawfully apply for such warrants under such circumstances. Although officers need not take affirmative steps to make an independent re-verification of the circumstances already recognized by a magistrate in issuing a no-knock warrant, such a warrant does not entitle officers to disregard reliable information, clearly negating the existence of exigent circumstances when they actually receive such information before execution of warrant. Basically, if they go to a judge, it is recommended they make sure what they're talking about, but they're not bound by it. Now, the no-knock warrant was a byproduct of two things. They were looking for something where they could go in on somebody before they could destroy evidence, or they were wanting to go in and take someone that they felt was a violent offender without getting in a firefight with him, you know. Splendid. That's, you know, I get that, I do. I get it. If you want to catch a bad guy, right? You want to catch the bad guy. So, the trends on this are as follows. In 1981, there was about 3,000 of these executed. In 2005, that number had gone to 50,000. Now, why is that important? Well, from the 90s to 2005 and to the present time, we're enjoying a two-decade lowering trend in crime. So how are there so many more desperados out there walking the street, walking the planet, that have to have no-knock raids executed on them? Now, see, these warrants are based upon probable cause. Probable cause is... And there's another problem with these, with all warrants. Sometimes they get the address wrong. Sometimes it's based on bad information or confidential informant information. Confidential informant, read that to be, read, criminal that we caught, but we flipped him. Now, what can happen with these things when they do go bad? Now, I talked about Eugene Mallory the other day, that 80-year-old gentleman who was laying in bed when he was shot and killed by a L.A. County sheriff. Catherine Johnston was an elderly Atlanta, Georgia lady shot by three undercover police officers in her home in 2006 after she fired one shot at the ceiling, assuming her home was being invaded. She was killed by their gunfire. Two former Los Angeles Police Department officers, along with 13 others, pled guilty to running a robbery ring, which used fake no-knock raids as a ruse to catch victims off guard. The defendants would then steal cash and drugs to sell on the street. Tracy Engel was shot in his house five times during a no-knock raid in North Little Rock, Arkansas. After the police entered the house, Tracy thought armed robbers had entered his house and intended to scare them away with a non-working gun. Police expected to find drugs, but none were found. Mr. Engel was taken to intensive care, but police pulled him out of intensive care for questioning, after which they arrested him and charged him with assault on the officers who shot him with a look-alike gun. U.S. Marine Jose Guarena was shot 22 times by a SWAT team planning to execute a search warrant. He retrieved a legally possessed rifle in response to sudden intruders, and the SWAT team opened fire on him before establishing any communication. They later retracted their initial claims he had opened fire when it was established that Guarena had never fired and his safety was still on. They refused paramedics to access Guarena for more than an hour, leaving him to bleed to death alone in his own home. Members of the SWAT team subsequently hired legal defense, and a large following of fellow Marines held a memorial service at his home with his widow. Tell John to hang on through the break, if you will, there, Magnum. So, what does this mean? No-knock warrants are like guns. Now, in the hands of a law-abiding citizen, and we are much better at it than a lot of police are, in the hands of a law-abiding citizen who's making sure, who understands, I own every round that goes downrange, I better be sure I'm in danger, you know, that establishes all of these things well in advance. But when a criminal gets a hold of a gun, it becomes an aberration. It becomes a tool of evil. But it's still just a tool. No-knock warrants. I can see where they would have a place in America, in crime fighting. But why are they going up when crime is going down? That's item number one. Why do so many people that didn't do anything that they, based on bad information, how come they keep getting perforated by the police? And I'm really interested to see what's going to happen about these no-knock raids after what happened in Burleson County, Texas, where no-knock raid was executed. Guy thought he was having a home invasion. He shot and killed one officer, and he's not going to be indicted. Now, he better not drive around. I would imagine he shouldn't be driving around with a bad taillight in Burleson County. But we've seen police officers shoot each other during the no-knock raids. So, one side of the coin, yes, they have a utility. Second, the other side of the coin, I think they're being abused. While crime is going down, they're going up. Coincidence? I think not. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for holding, by the way. I was so close to the break, I didn't want to just go, let's go to the phones. John, what's going on? Hey, can you hold that thought? I didn't want to do that.
Well, here we go. With my thought early in the morning. Reason that the no-knock warrants and warrants were going up while their crime seemed to be going down had a lot to do with the Patriot Act, Bill. And what you had was the filtering down of the federal feds having access to using NODOC warrants, because part of the Patriot Act, it lowered the standard of probable cause necessary to obtain a warrant.
Well, I mean, like in the case of in that Burleson County case, and I didn't get around to, but the chat room is already on top of me with this. The guy that they were going in on was a bad guy.
Right.
But and it's interesting that a real bad guy, which they didn't find the evidence that the warrant had in it, but they didn't want to do that. But you're referring to the fusion, aren't you? This is the fusion of the feds and the local law enforcement. And
Correct. And where I'm basing this from is I was fused in a state investigator assigned to federal task force. And so I was living this, if you will, and had basically had participated in simple no-knock warrant. And, where our trouble caused was very thick, if you will, and it had to be articulated. And that was all.
I can see where the no-knock warrant would be a viable tool in law enforcement in certain cases.
In those cases, look, any time where evidence could be done away with or destroyed, or you have bad guys in the house and you don't want to give them time to get ready for you, even if that time is just a few moments. You want to come in and once again it's that theory of overwhelming force and intimidation to secure the situation without having to get violent by using those acts of overwhelming force and intimidation.
Well, I'll tell you the first time, and I compare this now to this Eugene Mallory thing I talked about the other day. Do you remember Ilian Gonzalez?
Yes.
The little boy who we had this little international thing going on during the Clinton administration. When they raided that house in Florida, that was the Border Patrol. And when they cornered, I guess it was the uncle that had young Mr. Gonzalez in his arms, that cop, although his finger was not on the trigger, that guy had an MP5 on the uncle, yeah, who was holding the child. Now, I go back to Eugene Mallory, which just happened within the last week, and with the same weapon, they go in there, and somehow or other, this police officer finds an 80-year-old dude laying in bed with a gun on the nightstand, like a lot of people do. Like a lot of people do. He probably does. And shoots him 6 times in the bed, and obviously he was on full automatic. He had flipped his switch all the way over. And when you're coming into a room, or you're going into a dwelling going guns up on civilians, I just sort of think, and I, you know, maybe I'm oversimplifying this. I've never done one of those things before. But it sort of seems like if you're going to go guns up on somebody and you're in a very, your weapon is very, very hot, that you're going to be somewhat prudent before you put your finger on the trigger.
Oh, you're jacked up. You're jacked up. The adrenaline and everything. And you get into that room and you flip over and see the gun all of a sudden. Gun, gun, gun. And this guy shot.
See?
And so the warrant I was on, we had a federal team leading the way. We had Texas Rangers. I was in the back of the stack, and as my foot hit the threshold, I hear gun, gun, gun. And I peeled off, let my crew, who was doing perimeter security, know that they were found a gun in the house. And in case they didn't hear it, they'd be ready and know what was going on it turned out to be a pellet gun, a little varmint gun.
Yeah.
And we had a 18-year-old female in the house with no clothes on and a person of interest. And when they said, you know, put your hands up, put your hands up, he stood there with a deer in the headlights. Look, and they made an imprint of him into the drywall. So, you know, Bill, everyone's jacked up. Everyone's going for this. You had the merging, the militarization. That was when I really started noticing the militarization, the hard line that was starting to be taken by both state and federal, and it dribbles down from the feds to local law enforcement.
Well, here's the other problem I have with these no-knock warrants. Like in the case of Eugene Mallory, they lied about how they shot him.
Oh, that's inexcusable. I'm sorry, Bill. That's inexcusable.
Now, if I do anything like that, if I don't even tell them my name, sometimes I could be charged with obstruction of justice. If you got a guy that just killed a guy for being in bed, I would think when you weigh all of these things, okay, this is a man that's a law enforcement officer. Somehow or other, he managed to trigger a burst into a guy that was asleep in his jammies. And he lied about it. He said he was out there in the hallway with the gun. And, in fact, the gun was never in his hand. It was on the nightstand, and he was in the bed. Now, that guy, I understand the jacked up part of it. I understand the whole fear thing that comes into play with that. But at the same time, if I make that kind of mistake in a self-defense capacity, guess where I'm headed?
Yeah. The jail.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not just looking for some... But the whole purpose behind that segment was because somebody had asked a question to somebody, and they were asking for justification as to why he felt that way. And I think it's perfectly a perfectly normal response to feel that way myself. So, in any event.
Look, when I was running warrants and in the agent or investigator in charge, lead agent, anybody on that crew, my crew, that lied, that here it comes. I mean, and letters to supervisors and everything like that, because I can't have that, because the credibility of my investigation goes away. If my people are lying, who's going to believe? And that's just the way I was. I played the game straight up. I never had a case overturned.
Hang on a minute there, John. I'm going into break. We'll finish up on the other side. And we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And on a Wednesday, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. John dropped, so John, thanks for the call. John's law enforcement. He's been on those things. He knows what they're like. I heard this the other day. One of the things I'd really like to see rescinded is the Hughes Amendment. See, the Hughes Amendment came, it's an amendment to the Gun Control Act of 1968. And the Hughes Amendment came in 1986 because all of a sudden that $200 tax stamp for a fully automatic weapon, that wasn't nearly as daunting as it was in the 1930s when they imposed it. So, Representative William Hughes, a Democrat from New Jersey, proposed several amendments, including House Amendment 777. That would ban a civilian from ownership or transfer rights of any fully automatic weapon, which was not registered in the NFA as of May 19, 1986. It also held that any such weapon manufactured and registered before the May 19th cutoff date could still be legally owned and transferred by civilians. Now, guess what is circulating out there now, and it's actually been circulating for quite some time. But I know a lot of people that are targeting the Hughes Amendment and want to see that repealed. We have a problem with it because the Hughes Amendment may never have been passed. It may never have been voted on and passed. How do you repeal a law that's not a law? I'm sure that would come up. Now, at the time, the chairman over the proceedings was one honorable, quite the dresser, kind of, you know, a clothes horse, Representative Charles Rangel, Democrat from New York. And he claimed that the amendment in the nature of a substitute as amended was agreed to, whatever that means. I struggle every day to bring good grammar to the table when I'm behind this mic, and I don't know what the heck he just said. Amendment in the nature of a substitute as amended was agreed to. However, after the voice vote on the Hughes Amendment, he ignored a plea to take a recorded vote and moved on to recorded vote 74, where the Hughes Amendment was passed. Now, the audio and video of those proceedings has been obtained by somebody at the Free Republic. Now, there were rumors out there that they were insisting that there were shenanigans concerning the passage of that amendment, but there was never any factual data to back it up. Now, to put it bluntly, they've got factual data. And what that data states is the Hughes Amendment was never passed and is a bogus law. And go check that out if you want to. This is a good time to find this out. This is a good time to find this out. Fully automatic weapons have been regulated to the teeth since the 1930s. And seeing as how the Ninth Circuit has said that in California their gun law is unconstitutional, and in New Hampshire, Bloomberg-backed efforts were just found to be lacking and were defeated in New Hampshire, and everywhere else, everything else is... It seems like it's falling by the wayside. This would be a time to find some congressman, and this is the way we would have to do it, okay? And really, truly, with the problems facing the country today, this is really a not really a a big problem in the United States today. But if you want to. If you want to see a couple of gun grabbers go out there and just go literally just insane, let's find some of these Tea Party conservatives out there and let's get them to go after this. And let's let them distract the liberals for a little bit. Because in most places, in most cases, as you would look at this, you're not going to find anybody in Congress that's really willing to go after this at the outset, unless you point out to it the upside of it all. The other part about this to consider, though, was if this was never passed and they've been enforcing it for X amount of time, aren't you getting sort of tired of things happening in Congress where they, I mean, in this case, they didn't even vote on it, and then we get told on a regular basis that, you know, it's law. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, golly gee. Senator Dick Durbin, he stepped up the other day. It was a startling admission even for him, because it was honest. He was honestly talking about this. He wrote, "I support efforts that address illegal possession and use of firearms. Common sense restrictions such as bans on multi-round magazines and assault weapons are supported by law enforcement officers who patrol our streets by, you know." Let's stop the audio here and go back out. Go back just a little bit. He's looking for bans on multi-round magazines. Isn't every magazine out there, no matter what its capacity, if it's holding more than one, isn't that a multi-round magazine? Huh? So apparently Dick Durbin wants you to go into the gun store in Chicago, of all places, because, you know, that's where he's from. And when you go in there, you can go in there and look at it and say, well, and it won't matter what kind of gun you buy. Hi there, young fella. Yeah, we got these Glock 17s. Back in the day, they held 17 rounds. But they hold the same amount of rounds now as that little Glock 26 over there. One. Because multi-round magazines have been banned. Thanks, Dick Durbin. Now, if you know Durbin's record, this is not surprising to you. He's always going after gun rights. He's gone after your body armor rights. You know, that was a concern of his, buying body armor. But what is this all about this common sense restriction of a ban of multi-round magazines? Because there's only two categories of magazine. There are multi-rounds, which can be, I don't know, 2 to 20, or 30, or 50, or 60, or 100, and single round. So if he wants the first one banned, using the Sherlock Holmes method, I can only deduce that he wants the other one to be the one that we can have. Now, the first thing that we can probably assume, right off the bat, is that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's clueless about what he's talking about. In the proud tradition of Carol McCarthy and What's a Barrel Shroud That I Want to Ban, or New York Assemblywoman Patricia Eddington, who tried to ban the 50 BMG rifles because they fire an incendiary heat-seeking device. Apparently, Assemblywoman Patricia Eddington went to school with Jesse Jackson. Or Representative Diane DeGette, who thought that magazines came with ammunition, and once the ammunition was fired out of the magazine was rendered worthless. California State Senator Kevin DeLeon, who's trying to ban the ghost guns with the 30 caliber magazine clips, can fire 30 rounds in half a second. See, these guys are they're describing things that don't exist. You understand that, right? That's possible. He may be completely clueless, all this old Senator Durbin. He has supported in the past magazine bans that impose a limit of 10 rounds. He would prefer to set that limit lower still. And he has made a statement, we should limit it to 10, and even that is a generous limitation. According to who, Dick? And I'm just using your name. And, you know, any attempt to outlaw any gun that is not limited to a capacity of one round, which that would be a breech-loading weapon that is truly limited. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Things my mind, it just can't believe it's short, wasting away, why is life so bittersweet?
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi. kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, welcome back.
Oh, okay. Bald and dangerous.
That was not well timed. Let me make a note. I need to put a clock on the countdown on and wait till the okay. Fully assimilated. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of New Jersey, which is not exactly gun-friendly central, there is a guy out there that says that anybody that needs a magazine of 15 rounds or more is a domestic terrorist. And they got some of the strictest and most unconstitutional gun laws in New Jersey already. And this has emboldened the anti-gunners. They just haven't had any attention paid to them just yet, like they have in D.C. and Illinois and in California. But make no mistake about it, New Jersey, You have a little bit of a shoreline. The tsunami is coming for you, too. Now, this little ditty, this little domestic terrorist proclamation, this comes from the executive director of a faith-based organization that is supposedly against gun violence, named Brian Miller. But what he's revealing is that he is really against constitutional gun rights altogether. And if you want a 15-round or more magazine, you are a domestic terrorist. Or a gangsta. He stated, nobody needs 15-round ammunition magazine unless they are a domestic terrorist or a gangster. We expect the legislative leadership to get behind this and the governor to see some sense. This statement was made amidst some discussion about a proposed law that would limit magazines to just 10 rounds in New Jersey. According to NewJersey.com or NJ.com, anti-gunners are hoping to push gun control as far as they possibly can. It's these measures, in particular a restriction on magazines, a ban on 50 caliber rifles, because you know in New Jersey, the 50 caliber gang rules. You haven't heard about them? There's a bunch of people running around with these Barretts. They've gone out and spent, you know, $15,000, and they're running around knocking off liquor stores with the 50 cal, you know, what are they, like 6 feet long? They can conceal those things. What do they weigh about? I don't know. 50 pounds unloaded. They can run with these things. Mm-hmm. They want stricter limits on children's access to firearms and mandatory safety training for gun owners. And that's going to be their focus in the coming year. Okay. Well, like I said, nobody's paid any attention to you just yet. You can always tell when things are about to go bad for you when Ronnie Barrett steps up and says, I'm not doing business with you guys anymore. I don't care. Those guns of mine you bought, they can fall apart and rust into the ground for all I care. That'll be coming, if it hasn't already come. Ryan Miller, the executive director of Heeding God's Call, a faith-based organization focused on preventing gun violence. Our top priority is a 10-round limit on magazine size. What Ryan Miller fails to understand is the only one that this is going to impede will be the person that obeys the law. And what Brian Miller also doesn't understand is in very close to him, neighboring Connecticut and neighboring New York, defiance is simmering. It is simmering. It's unenforceable. The criminal element will still have them. The only way to enforce stricter limits on children's access is to violate the Fourth Amendment and go into people's houses and say, where do you keep your guns? Hey, this isn't good. This isn't working. I'm going to have to write you a citation. You got 10 days to comply. Go buy a $1,000 gun safe. New Jersey just hasn't had very much attention paid to it yet, I'm sure. That's coming. I'm also sure of that. The other thing that the faith-based organization Heeding God's Call is basically saying is that all of you in New Jersey and all the rest of us in the rest of the United States, we law-abiding gun owners that own magazines that have round number 16 that can pop into the feeder lips, we are terrorists. And if no one needs a 15-round or 30-round magazine, what about his police? How does he feel about officers using magazines with 15 rounds or more? And how do officers feel using magazines that are limited to 10 rounds? You know, I don't know if he's a reverend or a director or whatever he is. Mr. Miller, whatever the heck you are, go back and view that video in Watertown. None of those guys that were patrolling the streets like, you know, the Taliban, rousing people out of their houses, none of them had 10-round magazines, sir. None. None. The whole thing about the 15-round magazine is a way to limit. That won't change crime, so then we'll have to go to lower, you know. And Dick Durbin, you know, he wants to have no multi-round magazines, which means you can have a magazine of one. And here's the thing about capacity. They're never going to be satisfied with capacity. If they get it to 10, it will go to 7. Look at New York. If they get to 7, it's got to go to 5. If it goes to 5, then it's going to go to 2. If it goes to 2, then we're going to all be carrying breech loaders. So, how do we, in a thoughtful way, engage these anti-gunners who, one, don't know what they're talking about, and two, are very, very, very insistent that we do things their way? Where do we reach the middle ground with them? Let me think about it. We don't. There is no middle ground with them. Middle ground for them is us ceding rights to them. Us giving them more ground. That's us being sensible. While 99.9% of us never do anything wrong with anything we own. I don't know how many beta mags are out there in the world that go into AR-15s. I know of one that's been used in a crime. Therefore, they should all be evil and therefore banned. Who needs 100 rounds after all? Who needs them? Well, besides those Koreans that defended their part of town during the L.A. riots. Anybody who comes to you and says, I'm a reverend, I'm a lieutenant colonel, I'm a lawyer, I'm a lawmaker, I'm your friend, and says to you, this is about public safety, is lying to you. Those that really believe it are heavily deluded. Those who know better, they have an agenda. All of them are going to parrot the same talking point because they believe that we are dummies. If it works, it works. They got to tell the same lie over and over and over and over and over again. And you know what? The more they pile on, the more they put the pressure on the American people. And, you know, I've said it before. I've heard that comparison to the frog and the slowly increasing water in the boiling pot. But you got about, you know, you got a couple of 300 million frogs in the pot. They decide to jump against the lid. Nobody's going to be able to hold that. Nobody. We're about to flip into the next hour. When we come back, we're going to look at left-wing totalitarianism and apply it to the gun argument, because the only thing keeping them from going full-on is the gun owners of America. Not the organization, the individuals. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.